But let me do this. If you drop down to verse 24, then he tell you why you're healed. He said, who his own self? Who his own self? Bear sins in his own body on the tree. That we've been dead to sin should live unto righteousness. By whose rights? You were healed. See, you were healed, and then you can have your healing, keep your healing. And just like all of us, that's what Satan tried to do. He tried to take my healing, but I wouldn't give it up. Don't you give up your healing. You were healed. That's why he tried to get you to speak guile and hypocrisy and lying and cheating, envy and strife. He's trying to sneak in there and get you to speak something that's not true. You see, you open the door when you do that. Amen. And I tell you something else. You don't necessarily have to be doing anything wrong for the devil to attack you. Hallelujah. 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 I'm going to give you this one other thing, and then I think I'm going to close. I think we're in good time, but I don't want to do too much. Turn with me to Psalm 32. I trust you're listening to what the Lord is saying. Hallelujah. Psalm 32, verses 8 and 9. I'm going to read these two verses from the Passion Translation. Okay? Hallelujah. If y'all can put it up, you go ahead. Passion. Do we have the Passion? Okay, it's coming. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because I know everybody may not have their Bible, may not have that translation in your hand. And they'll say they got it coming. I'll try to wait. Because I want you to see this. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Okay. I hear the Lord saying, listen, I hear the Lord saying, I will what? Stay close to you. I will do what? See what he's doing this morning? Correction. Bring correction, then you can get some direction. I will stay close to you, instructing and what? Guiding you along the pathway for your life. Wow. I will what? Advise you along the way. Whoa. And do what? Lead you forth with my eyes. As your guide. Listen to what he said. So I'm going to do this for you. So don't make it difficult. Don't be stubborn when I take you where. She said the rest of them not up there, so I'll read it. I take you where. I'll take you where you have not been before. Don't make me tug and pull you along. Just come with me. I know what's right. Don't be drawing, pulling back. I don't know, Lord. I know you said give that $100. I don't know. Just go on and do it. Just go on and do it. Don't make him tug and pull at you. Don't make it difficult. Don't be stubborn. Just say, yes, Lord. If he right about my healing, he right about this. Hello, somebody. So let's have a year that we're going to explode in the power of God. Are you ready for revival like we never seen on planet Earth? Are you ready to see the ground flooded with people from everywhere? People you don't know, don't even know how to speak our language, but they're here. Hallelujah. Don't you want the street field and have to build new highways and stuff around here because of the people? Amen. We can change the course of this city, how they operate. Yes, we can. Amen. So stop fooling around with the people don't want that. Let's go for the people that want something. Maybe they'll finally come on later, but you got to go for somebody that wants something. Don't waste your time with nothing. Hallelujah. But give yourself to the Lord. Come on. He want to take you somewhere. Don't be arguing with him. But say, yes, Lord. Didn't we sing a song, yes, Lord, yes, 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 Lord? Huh? Glory to God. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let's make a confession. Be all right. Say, Lord, thank you for talking to me. I receive what you said personally. I'm not looking over at my neighbor and saying to them, did you hear that? I'm listening for myself to get your instruction for me so I can be a better neighbor than I've been in the past. I can be a better hearer of your word so I can do it. Not tomorrow, not next week, but now when you say it. Thank you, Lord, that I have an open heart and a receptive heart. I believe you. I make your word final authority in my life. I will not allow anything speak to me louder and clearer than your word. Your word is final authority in my life. I hear it. I meditate upon it. I feed upon it. I look at it, I meditate, and I put it into practice. And it's working. Thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for putting me in a place I can help many others. Bring them to this place of the truth of who you are. In Jesus' name, I thank you. Amen. Can you say amen? Amen.